time I try to make it on my own. Every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus.
Dear Father, I come before you today and I lift up each and every person listening. I ask that you open their ears, their hearts, and their minds, Lord. I ask that you give them the understanding that they need today as they listen to your word. Lord, I thank you. I praise you because without you, none of this would be possible and I would not be able to share your word. I pray all of this. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey there, it's Anna with God's Podcast, and today I would like to talk about Jesus' crucifixion. Easter celebration is coming up, and I just wanted to explain and share with you my feelings, my emotions, my understanding of the crucifixion. Here in the U.S., we celebrate so many man-made holidays like Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween, and so many others that just don't seem to align with the Bible. These holidays are pagan holidays. Made up by man. We have allowed our traditions to become of what the world expects with how we celebrate each of these holidays. I honestly do not believe that Christmas or Easter is celebrated at the right time of the year or how we should be celebrating it according to what the Bible actually explains. These are only examples of my opinion, and honestly, it is up to us to find out what the truth actually is. We need to do the research. We need to go to God to get the answers, and He will give you the answers if you ask. And you may not hear Him speaking directly to you in words like an actual person would, but He will lead you to the answer. You need to search for the truth yourself because you will be the one who goes before God on Judgment Day and answers for yourself. No one else can answer for you. And the reason I am bringing these things up is because Easter is right around the corner. Celebrating the Easter bunny and eggs and Easter egg hunts is not how we should be celebrating. And yes, I know all those things are cute to celebrate with your families, but something bigger happened that we should be celebrating. Jesus sacrificed his life for yours. God allowed his only son to be sacrificed for a bigger promise. By doing so, we are allowed to come to God and have intimate relation with our Father. I want to talk about Jesus' crucifixion because it brings tears to my eyes. It brings me happiness. It brings me so much sadness of what he had to suffer, what he sacrificed for us. But the glory is he was resurrected, and it was not done in vain. It was done for us. Do you hear me? For us. So I ask you, what are you doing for God? How are you living a life for him? Jesus' story of the account of the crucifixion, step by step, being mocked, being whipped, being lashed over and over, to have to carry his cross, and he would later be nailed to that cross that he had to carry. He was convicted of a crime he did not commit. Just makes me realize how thankful, how unworthy, how loved I truly am. The Bible gives many chapters, many different viewpoints of the crucifixion of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and other parts of the Bible explain Jesus' crucifixion in detail. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 15, 9 through 15. "Do you want me to release you, the King of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the King of Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had just flogged and handed him over to be crucified. I read that portion because I ask you, do you ever find yourself in this situation, agreeing with people even when you know they are wrong, agreeing with the agenda, agreeing with what is out there in social media, in the news, all around the U.S., because it is being told to us of what is going on, celebrating a pagan man holiday because it is the norm,
Or are you actually standing up and advocating and going against the grain, following the Bible and what God has told us to be true, what God has laid before us, what God has given us as a blueprint, instruction manual? These questions you need to ask yourself. Are you following the world or are you following Jesus? The world can't save you, and you won't save you. Only the truth can set you free. Only the truth can give you new life. Only the truth can bring you home. And that is what God is. And in God, that is the truth. I find myself constantly questioning, asking, digging deeper and deeper for myself to get the answers, because we live in a world that is so made up of lies, so illusion, that we believe all the propaganda, all the lies we believe, what is all around us. But have you dug deeper for yourself to get the answers of what you have been taught, what you have thought to be true? This brings me to exactly where I stand today and my beliefs. And maybe a lot of people will not agree with me. People will not like what I have to say, or they won't understand what I am saying or see where I am coming from. But it is my goal to make you understand, at least get you to dig deeper and research for yourself. As I have grown in God, as I have gotten deeper into His Word of the Bible, God has revealed and gave me answers I have been questioning. I am no longer illusioned to believe all the propaganda, all the lies, or what is all around me. My eyes have been opened to all of Satan's tricks, Satan's schemes, and illusions he had blinded us with. God has given me a new vision, new life, new understanding, and He can do the same for you. God has shown me that this world we live in is not what it seems. It is only a small blip in time of our lives, because He promised us so much more than the lives we are living now. The whole reason He sent us His Son to die for each of us. And in John 19, 31 through 37, it explains why He did this. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath, because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath. They asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that He was already dead, they did not break His legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of His bones were broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. This is the reason we should celebrate Easter and Jesus' crucifixion, because this is the truth. God sent His only Son to die for you. He sent His only Son so you can live, so you can have eternal life with Him. That is the reason to celebrate. That is the reason it had to be fulfilled, because of the promise that God made for us to have eternal life with Him. So my question to you is, are you going to dig deeper for yourself to get the answers of what you have been taught, what you have thought to believe true? Are you going to seek the answers from God? Are you going to live a life for God? Or are you going to live a life for this world? This world is man-made, and everything we want is man-made. But the Bible has revealed this truth by the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It has shown us that we have lost what God has been trying to teach us, what is not correct. We have been living a lie after lie after lie in so many aspects of our lives. When it comes to religion, this is exactly why I never say, I am this, I am that, I believe this, I believe that. Because ultimately the answer is, I believe in God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Alpha, the Omega. It doesn't matter what church you belong to, what church you go to, what church I go to. The Bible doesn't say we should only live for God on Sunday for 2 hours and put our best clothes on. It talks about church as a community in the Bible, about church in your heart and being one with God. The Bible never talks about what religion you claim. It only talks about believing Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to die for our sins, and that He is the way to the Father and the only way. This Easter season has taught me we have missed the bigger picture. We have lost our way to the truth. We are living for our flesh, and we have not died to ourselves. By celebrating the Easter Bunny, by having Easter eggs hunts, we are living a lie. Research for yourself how the Easter Bunny came to be and what a bunny represents, and if that came from God. It absolutely did not come from God. Easter needs to be celebrated for the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It needs to be about new life, being born again in Christ, being thankful for the gift Jesus gave you, a gift that we cannot repay in this lifetime. I want to give you another example from the Bible, John 20:11-18. I know I'm going deep in the Bible and we're Bibling today and I'm giving you Bible verses, but that's exactly where the answers are. This comes from John 20. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. And he asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary!" She turned toward him and cried out in Arabic, "Teacher!" Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord!" And she told them that he said these things to her. The Bible explains Mary did not recognize him because she was in so much grief that she could not see that Jesus was standing right in front of her. How could she miss what was right in front of her eyes, I ask myself. How could she not recognize Jesus when she spent so much time with him? And the reason I'm explaining this is because we are flawed humans. We do not even see when it is right in front of us. We are born with sin, and our faith is not always strong, causing us to miss what God has put in front of us. How many times do we miss what God puts right in front of us? How many times do we miss what is right in front of our eyes to what God is showing us or telling us? I am pleading with you this Easter season. I am asking you this Easter season to open your eyes to see what God is showing you. Notice what God is telling you. And remember, it doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter what you claim. It matters how you live your life, what you actually are putting into action, what you are showing others you are doing for God. Is God's light coming through you? A life in Jesus for what he sacrificed for you? God sacrificed his only son for us this season. The least we can do is read his word, listen to his word, and try to understand. He gave us another chance. The curtain was torn in two so you can come to God and be able to talk to him and have a relationship with him instead of doing all the sacrificial things that we were instructed to do in the Old Testament. This was because of Jesus' sacrifice. This Easter season, lay your life before God. Surrender to God. Give him your soul and allow what Jesus did to show in your life. Live a life like Jesus. Be kind. Be nice. Live a life for God is harder to be angry and mean to others than it actually is to be nice. It changes everything around you. It changes the person next to you. It becomes a chain reaction. The simplest thing in life of being kind, being nice, going out of your way for somebody else, only shows that we lack this today, that this world has become so dark, so politically correct, that we have lost the simplicity in life to be kind. To be kind to your neighbor. Be kind to your spouse. Be kind to your friends. Be kind to those who you don't even know. It does not take that much to be kind. But the chain reaction is catastrophical. And this happens with the tiny little gesture that changes everything in your life to be kind. Don't let Satan win. Don't let this world that you live in become dark instead of shining bright. I truly hope that you have a wonderful Easter and celebrate Jesus. Celebrate his sacrifice. Celebrate that God gave you his only son to die on the cross for your second chance. Give him your life. And in return, be the light to help those around you. You never know what darkness somebody is facing. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you can share this with somebody else because we all need God. We all are searching for love. We are all searching to be accepted. And God accepts each of us with open arms. And please share God's love with someone else by sharing this episode because we all need God. So until next episode, keep Bibling, keep spreading God's word, and lay your life before God, just like he did for us by dying on the cross for us and giving us another chance. You are forgiven each and every day. It is what you do with that day that makes the difference. Father, I come before you today. I lift up each and every person. I ask that you continue to walk with them. I ask you to open their hearts, their minds, and their ears, Lord, so that they can get the wisdom, the understanding from you, that they can get the truth from you. Whatever answers they are searching for, you reveal them to them. Whatever season they may be in, whatever darkness that they are facing, Lord, I ask that you be the light for them. I lift them up to you, Lord, and ask you to allow them to celebrate Easter for Jesus' crucifixion. Celebrate this Easter for the real reason of what your Son did for us, how you gave us another chance. Lord, I want to thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces.
meus dias.